Thank you, Sean Bass. That is your name. My name is Mike Saroy, and for the Musers for the rest of this week. Appreciate everybody listening. We got Killshot and Strong Jair and DJ hanging out with us. And like 15 minutes from now, we're going to have Dave Raymond on, the play-by-play man for your fighting Texas Rangers. He had a front row seat to the Rangers 10-5 victory over the Detroit Tigers yesterday. He also had a front row seat to this dude running out onto the field at Globe Life and outrunning some security, getting wild, sprinting all over the place. We talked about that incident earlier, and props to Killer because he spent most of the morning trying to track this dude down. And I think we got him. We got him, Killer?
On the phone line?
This is real, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So I guess on the phone line right now is this baseball fan who ran out onto the field at Globe Life Field. Hello, hello, sir. Are you with us?
Hey, guys. Pleasure to be on with you.
Yeah. No problem, dude. What's your, what's your name?
It's Aeneas Taint Jr. My dad was the top proctologist in post-apocalyptic Detroit. But we moved down here after his pilot was canceled, so it's cool. It's cool. He made a buttload of money, so I'm pretty much a trust fund kid who just follows the Tigers around.
How can you be a big Tigers fan at this moment in time?
I love Miggy and Kins and Big Sess.
Right, Big Sess. You sound like echoey kind of. Where are you calling from right now?
I'm still in Globe Life Jail. I'm actually in the Josh Hamilton suite.
Sweet.
It's got an oversized bathroom stall over there, unlimited nipple whipped cream. There's lots of unrealized potential just laying around. It's not so bad in here. I just had my breakfast boomstick. I think lunch is coming up in a little bit. It'll be a batting helmet full of soft serve, so that'll be nice. It was a little shocking, though, when I woke up this morning and there was a horse head next to me in my bunk.
What?
It turns out Rangers champion had taken off his head to carry out a code red. He got a few swings in with his pillowcase full of bar soap before the guards heard my screams. And they came running from the Ed Vosburgh Globe Life Jail employee lounge, came to my rescue.
First off, it's Rangers captain, not champion. But that's awful, man. I mean,
he's a visiting fan. He's fine.
Yeah, that makes sense. So your dad, the world famous proctologist, Dr. Aeneas Taint, is he gonna bail you out of this Globe Life Jail?
No, he cut me off. I'm actually having to sue him to end my conservatorship. You may have seen it in the news, Taint v. Taint.
No, I haven't seen it.
My buddies are supposed to come bail me out today. Part of the bet was to cover my bail and legal fees.
Yeah, I figured there was some kind of bet to get you to run on the field. What was the bet?
Yeah, well, I'm kind of considered the Shaqiri Richardson of all our friends.
Okay, you're a world-class sprinter, I guess?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, yes, I'm fast, but it's also because I like to get blazed and read the obituaries. So I had just finished the Metro section during the seventh inning stretch, and I was super lit. And my buddies are like, "Bet you can't touch your taint to home plate." And so next thing I knew, I was in full sprint through the outfield. By the way, did you know that's artificial turf? It's really springy without being spongy. I think they use like ground up coconut husks.
They
or
do,
something.
Yeah.
It's really cool. Anyway, so I see this security guard out of the corner of my eye. And he's taking this wild Jalen Smith angle towards me. So I just hit the afterburners and dusted him as he laid out like a Frisbee dog. Then I find myself in the camera well, and I'm face to face with Emily Jones. And she whacked me in the side of the head with her flat iron. But then I told her how much I liked the Mom Game, and so she let me go.
You like her podcast?
It's a good podcast.
Yeah, and so then I get out of the camera well, and I look in the dugout, and the Rangers players are waving me towards the tunnel. So I'm like, oh, cool, an escape route. So, I get down the steps into the tunnel, and there's a hand-painted sign on the wall that says, "This way to freedom." So I round the corner, and then I see another sign that says, "This way to free beer." And then I round another corner, and there's this freshly poured, beautiful Bud Light on the ground. So, I stop, and I reach down to pick it up. and then John Blake tranked me in the neck.
Oh, no. John Blake got you.
You fell for it, didn't you?
Oh, was that the as bad as it got for you, or what?
Well, 6 hours later, I woke up in here with my pants on backwards and mom game carved into my chest.
Oh, no.
Lord. All right, well.
But they did make a big deal about banning me from Globe Life Field for life. I was like, oh, no, I can't ever come back to this Nebraska Furniture Mart with a baseball field in the middle.
Dude, all right. Well, that's our park, man. That's not very cool. That's not nice.
The barn park.
You know what's not very nice? Me setting a new record in the 100 meters and friggin' Dave Raymond completely ignoring it.
Okay.
What's up with grandstanding play-by-play guys being too high and mighty to talk about anything going on the field besides the game? Give me 5 minutes with Dave Raymond and a Louisville Slugger, and I'll teach that generic talking head a lesson about respect. I'm Aeneas Tate Jr., son of world-famous proctologist Dr. Aeneas Tate. See me! See me! Oh, no. It's John Blake again. Oh,
I got... Oh, no. I guess...
Blake must have heard John the noise Blake. And came down from his suite where he lives at the ballpark.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. Well, Dr. Aeneas Tate Jr.
Wow, who knew that Dr. Aeneas Tate had an offspring and it was such a Tigers fan?
Wow. Good
well,
get, killer.
He really hates Dave Raymond. And, speaking of,
yeah, give him his chance, right?
The Rangers television play-by-play voice joins us next for his weekly show. Keep up with TV.